this point. I'm afraid that doesn't have the support of the majority coalition in the House. Now, if we want to deal with that now, or wait a couple days and get together, then I think we got that solved one way or the other. That's fine, whatever.
Let me just ask a question, Mr. Chairman, if I may, and that is, there any particular part of the bill, or is it just the bill as a whole that's objection?
Well, I hope that we'd be able to come back to a zero fiscal note. I was concerned about creating a program without any cost for future cost.
Well, don't that leave it up to the legislature, which is sitting at that time to decide if they will or not fund it?
Want to respond to that, Terry?
Well, if you make an obligation for the agencies to take care of this particular problem, you got to fund it, or, you know, we've done that in the past, which I felt was kind of a chicken way to do things. You fund the organization to solve certain, you don't fund, you authorize a certain organization to handle a certain problem, and then you don't fund them.
Yeah, but they were ever since.
Yeah, sure.
And we have a lot of things on the book that are good, and maybe not so good, that it's just not for us to handle.
Well, the way I see it, of course, I won't be in the next legislature. I mean, circumstances to be voting on it, but the way I see it is, you know, each legislature has to look at what the possibilities are, and has to set its priorities and say, money goes here, 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 and here, but since it ain't enough, it don't go here, right? Or it reduces them. Each legislature has to make that decision, and I don't really know that. Nobody wants to attempt to put any pressure on the future legislature. We all realize that we can't predict what the future is going to hold, what the conditions will be for the next legislature or the one after that. But I don't really see that having the mechanism on the books, you know, creates any fiscal problems, because the legislature, whichever legislature it is, can decide, well, the money won't stretch it for this year, whatever they want to say.
They've done that with Prospector's Loan Fund, Prospector's Bill for 15 years.
We've got one bill, we got something on the statutes that's been on the books for, what is it, 4 years or so. I saw an auditor's report the other day, and never had been funded, never had a nickel given to it. It was something like the Native Corporation Assistance Act or something, put on way before the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, and never got a nickel given to it in all those years. Could have been used if the legislature decided to.
There's two or three bills on that this year, as well as a bill to rescind it. So, you know, the authorizing legislation really is just saying that that's a concern. And,
Tim, if I may, one of the problems I have besides just the appropriation is that I feel, as this wire here shows, that there are other avenues now where our displaced homemakers can go and are receiving just services. Like, I know that the group over at the University, ACC, is doing real good with displaced homemakers of all ages, especially in the education. And we've been able to increase the student loans. A lot of them are taking funds directly, and we have special courses for women to get into the system and so on. At the same time, like the WIND program in 1980, when I found out the Anchor's WIND program was mostly producing on paper and charging the state, and that was finally verified by the Department of Budget and Audit, that most of the funds are on paperwork, each month they computed, and the department found out where we just knew the list was that was inactive as could be. That's what helped you up in Fairbanks. They switched the monies from Anchor's office at a paper mill to the Fairbanks office, and that wire there came from a Fairbanks person, just coincidentally last week. Showing that WIND program is doing what it was intended to do. Is that Fairbanks or the Anchor's one? Anchor's, was that Anchor's or Anchor's office? Okay. But it does show that what it was intended to do for people on families with dependent children and so on. So if we should just pass the agency, pass the legislation authorizing it, then it depends on the advocacy of the very organization. And we know that the Women's Resource Center is a very strong local group. And from that point on, they would demand one way or the other to get involved with these services. the conflicts of other agencies already serving these people and say, well, you know, now it's up to the contractors of this place homemaker to do it, and they may drop their responsibility thinking that the other agency may do it with it, which does not have that contract. And I think we're going to cause more problems by not being straight with it.
I think that's well and good for Anchorage, but there is you may have. But, you know, we have mostly serving on the Fairbanks and the Anchorage. But we're supposed to be serving statewide, equal opportunity for all. And we all know that we have very good enough to do those programs in place. And I think you see that now too. Where they have those, it's great.
Mr. Chairman, I have another point I think you made there too, and that is that I think Wynn and this place homemaker is fairly somewhat different from public. Wynn really is a chance of a perk program serving AFDC. Now, this place homemaker, the great bulk of them are not in it, even are not in AFDC bracket. The older women who are past that stage, their kids are grown up and gone. So, fortunately, a lot of them are in their 30s and 40s. So they are not even touched by AFDC at all. And, I think the same again, the places are outdated to use for.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize for being late. Could we take about 5 or 10 minutes and then come back?
Okay, I don't know if we can get a solution that quickly. I would just say that, you know, I don't necessarily have any problem with the displaced homemakers provision. As long as it's got a durational requirement, I think as open as it is now, it's you know, subject to substantially more use than it would be if it had a 6 or 7 year. Not a sunset provision, but a provision required that to be a displaced homemaker, you had to have been dependent for a period of time. But I think it's probably worthwhile to either take a break or come back to it when we think we've got a solution to that part of the problem, because I think it's isolated to that. The domestic violence bill is pretty well complete.
Jim, I would like to make one comment before we break up. We're going to do it, and it's fine. As you know, this place homemaker started at Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
When the people first talked to me about it, I frankly didn't know much about it. I can't know everything that's happened. And I did do some digging, and at least from what I can see, it's been a successful place. Now, I think all of you who serve me in the house will know. I don't like putting money into things that don't work. That's why I'm so concerned about those alcohol programs. We never had any proof that they were working. And at least this one, in the Fairbanks area, and I can't speak how it worked out of the state, but in the Fairbanks area, it has been successful. And putting money into things that work makes sense. Now, no, where we want to take the money and not put the money is where things don't work, where we just pour it down a rat hole. No, I can't guarantee it,
but it worked in Fairbanks, it's going to work somewhere else.
But it has worked and it has been successful. That's the information I have. I think that's a point to be thought about, that we would be putting money into something that works. Jacksonville military men.
Your pack on the right and on the left,
and the left is bogged down. you put all your forces into the right side, Mr. Jack, right. And keep going, right?
That's right.
You don't
bet on a dead horse.
But what you do, when it's working, then you exploit it. You keep it going. And you don't just try to push the one that's a failure. And it's the same principle. You know, if you want to, you know, save the money in some other place in order to pay for this or something like that, I think what I'll do is look at the things that aren't working and just drop them off. That's my last comment, Chairman.
Before we break, I'd like to make a comment. I was one of those horsemen once. I've been married for 23 years. but I worked all my time. But those people who are raising a family absolutely lose skills. If you've ever, any of you type, know if you don't use it, what happens? And within, our society's moving so fast, within 5 or 10 year period, the skills that you may have had 10 years ago may not be appropriate anymore. And that's particularly true as we're going to the computer age. And the monies that we can save from other programs by having people trained to work, stand on their own feet, it's just, it pays for itself and more in the long run. Not only in personal pride, but in the monies that come from the state treasury.
Look at Massachusetts has done. It's a good example. What they've done in the field of taking in getting, you know, they've cut the hell out of their budgets and threw a lot of stuff out, but they got the free enterprise community to engage in the training of people, and they cut their budget all the hell and put people to work simply by this procedure, having people brought up to snuff and being available on the job market. It's a real history. And the same thing pertains to the homemakers. Been out of it for 6 years. I mean, you got all kinds of new machinery and everything, memory typewriters and computers and all this, and even office procedure is different in 6 years, you know.
We have something going in the state, you know, the same general direction, the Private Industry Council, but I haven't heard of it having any kind of success. Space homemakers have experiments with these things. And again, I won't speak well across the state because I don't have a personal knowledge there.
Well, if I might add one more thing before we break. In my office in Fairbanks before I ran for office, I had a young lady who had a job and was working for us for another program for nominal fee. But because I had to quit, go back on welfare, because even though, you know, she had this potential, we didn't have the time to train to get her up to where she could work. And we didn't make enough monies without her mother taking care of the baby to get on the job market or to finish up the training we'd started, and she had great potential. So, and I know it's a small, minor thing, but yet, in the long run, if you take that one person and put all the offices, all the places they could be working, you have a large program that could be successful and save us a lot of money on child care and welfare and that kind of stuff.
Well, on that point here, I think, see, what we have here is that this agency is basically going to be a referral agency as to what people can do and cannot do and what their rights are. It seems to me we already have a multitude of agencies now available to displace homemakers, number one, the Women's Resource Centers, the AWARE Centers, the WIN Program, Job Service Program, College Counseling Group, the Legal Service Programs, your various business colleges and your student loan programs. There's all kinds of avenues now. Now, if we're willing to drop a lot of these programs that obviously, according to this group here, that aren't working, and we're going to take a lot of money out of all those other things, then let's cut them all and channel to only one organization that displaced homemakers.
It's not obvious that I said those programs
work. Well, we're not moving anywhere. Let's try and plan on closing this bill out if we can the next time we get together.
Well, we'll make a decision one way or the other.
I don't think we've got any drafting problems.
All right.
If the
thing that I would want before I'd be interested in having this place over to go to win
is a year designation on the
time that they would require
to be together. I think that can be taken care of
fairly easily.
So we could get together
when we
have it all
and
adopt the bill and be gone.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn to call the chair.
Okay. Thank you.